Because before this was built, they used to have a train. Where Menenix used to live, he used to have...
he used to have an old carriage there, didn't he, old Frankie Menenix?
And apparently, Mum said that there used to be as their village hall.
Oh, right,
and they used to do things in that, an old train carriage. But I can remember a carriage there.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was falling apart.
Yeah, but Melinda Flay used to mess about with it. And Frankie used to come and... She was saying one time.
He was a funny little man. He used to chase everybody around. Yeah, if you were passing and he was out, my God, he'd have the, you know, shovel over there or something. And he'd chase you down the road.
It's a peace memorial hall. It's built in the name of peace for people to use and share as a community project. I think original funding came from, partially I believe, I can only say what I believe, I've never seen it in fact, that was a scheme to help villages to build a peace memorial hall run by a charity commission, and also local gentry put money into it. And the diocese provided the land that it stands on. It used to be part of one of the church fields. And as far as I know, going back in history, it was built using local labour and skill and craftsmen. I mean, back in those days, windows had to be made, the doors had to be made. There was no contractors that came in and did it. You know, it was all done, well, in the village.
It was a memorial for the First World War. I mean, they must have worked very hard to start with to raise the money for it. You know, in 1919, I think it went up, didn't it? My grandfather drew all the bricks for the building from St. Kiwawe Station with a horse and cart. And he did all sorts of things, really, but farming mostly and obviously drawing things with a horse and cart. And in those days, they did anything that came along, didn't they? And that's what I think they did, yeah. And my grandmother actually made the first curtains for the stage. When I was in Young Farmers First, they were there on the stage then. They were very heavy, thick, red, like, very heavy felt curtains, yeah. So they were in the throes of it when it was being, you know, built.
I mean, I can remember when there were three fireplaces in there. They used to light the fires before any evening dues or meetings. Or if it was a small meeting, they'd light the one fire in the middle. I'll say light the three if it was a big event. Mainly coal. And there is a fireplace in the snooker room as well.
We had the fireplaces, the open fires, in each corner.
That's right.
One halfway up the wall.
One halfway.
Yeah, talking about health and safety. Kids all running around, having a whale of a time, roaring fire.
There was a guy called Widgie, Cyril Fisher. And Cyril was the caretaker. And he let you know he was in charge. You know, if you touched his brush... I'll be honest, we've had his brush away before and things like that. But, hey, you know, we were all young once. And Widgie was very particular and looked after it very, very well. And he was proud of it, you know. Although the caretaker was Mrs. Lennon, but he used to do it with her or for her. Being a friend of the family, and he used to come up and help Mrs. Lennon clean up and that. And I said, he wasn't never officially the caretaker, but we used to say, well, Widgie, don't catch you. Widgie, catch you. And his dad, Bill, was the Men's Institute. He used to be our caretaker in here. And he was a character. And Bill used to sit back there by the fire. His job was to light the fire and keep the fire going. And he would light the fires in the hall as well sometimes for them. And the coal house used to be through the back there where the toilets are now. And he would fill the coal buckets up and lay the fire ready to light. Widgie would light it. And his nickname was Woodbine. We boys used to call him Woodbine because he always sat back with his Woodbine and a great big ash and it would never drop off. Lovely guy.
And they used to keep a bucket of coal.
Yes, I do remember the buckets of coal.
Yes, and they used to keep a bucket of sand by the fire exit. And that was the heating for in here, because it was freezing.
It was.
Because you didn't have the exposed beams or anything back then either. You had those ceiling tiles that used to fall down. those are cheap kind of plaster type board, and they would often fall down. I mean, as it is today, this is so much nicer environment.
And in 1957, I think it's 57, they added the kitchen, which gave it a lot more attraction to events and things. And then in the 70s, a lovely lady had lived here. She paid for suspended ceiling to be put through the hall. If I'm honest, it wasn't the same room. It lost its dimension, you know, and also it never had the acoustics. It was totally different. Although the reason was it was much warmer.
When I came here originally, it was like it is now with the roof out there. Then we put this ceiling up. and then that came down. All the hall had the same ceiling as this. I was supposed, you know, to bring it down, but it was a shame really because it's lovely woodwork.
The fireplaces went and stoves were put in. And after the stoves went, they put bore heaters on the walls, which was very expensive, very unreliable. And then, I think it was in the mid-80s, they decided to take down the suspended ceiling and expose it for what it is. And it is beautiful, but it is very costly to keep warm because there's no insulation. But it's a beautiful building, and this, the church and school, have always been part of my life.